for Colossians chapter 3. And this is the end of that chapter, section 4. This one is called The Christian Home. So this covers Colossians 3, verse 18 through 4, verse 1, which actually is part of 18, part of 13 as well. So let's read that passage. Wives, submit to your husbands. That's always popular. As is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance of your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ, for the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality. And then chapter 4, verse 1 says, Masters, treat your bondservants justly and fairly, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. In this section, we face a challenge. These 9 verses address the roles of the husband, the wife, the kids, the employer, and the employees. Each of these could be the subject of multiple chapters in a large book. So in the few minutes we have, I'll try to emphasize a few major points. Husband and wife role relationships are the key to a godly, peaceful household. There are a number of aspects to successful marriage. The world would have you believe that the main one is love, and by this they mean romance. Certainly, tenderness, warmth, and compassion are critical and necessary, but what is the glue that holds a couple together for a lifetime? It is Christian love, God's kind of love. You know how to spell love, right? L-O-V-E, right? Wrong. It's spelled G-I-V-E, or give. Self-sacrificing commitment to the spouse mirrors God's sovereign, sacrificial love for us. The glue that holds marriages together, in my view, is commitment. He loved the world so much that he gave. This is Christ's example of commitment. He gave and gives of his time, energy, and compassion. He loves us, and we must love each other, especially in the home. Now, in this vitally important love relationship, there must be order in the home, or nothing is accomplished but chaos and discord. For an effective family, each member must conduct themselves in such a way that the family is successful and God is glorified. The husband must lead, the wife must follow, and the children must obey. Do these roles come naturally? No. Husbands often don't want to lead. It's a lot of work. Wives get frustrated as they try to follow husbands who are weak and indecisive. And neither husbands nor wives are better than the other. They're both equal in God's eyes. They are equal before the Lord. A similar passage is found in the letter to the Ephesians in chapter 5, starting with verse 22. Take time to look at the verse in Ephesians 5 right before that, verse 21. Which directs us to submit to one another, not only in marriage, but also throughout the church. In other words, there is co-submission in all Christian relationships, including the husband and wife relationship. After all, can a husband lead if he doesn't know what's going on in the home? He needs the information his loving wife provides to effectively lead. Whether the decision to be made includes finances, purchases, discipline of the kids, or where to go on vacation, he needs all the input she provides. They are committed to each other no matter what. They both desire a peaceful and functional home because they both have the same purpose. They desire to glorify the Lord as they love and cherish each other. In glorifying the Lord, they find delight in helping the other to be successful. Many fear that Paul's admonition to wives in both Colossians and Ephesians to submit or follow their husband's leading encourages men to be harsh and dictatorial in their leadership. Both husbands and wives have ministry and purpose. Self-sacrificing love guarantees that both members in the marriage are working to help the other be successful in their ministry, whether that's home or outside the home. Neither parent's motives are selfish. They are committed to each other for life before the Lord. Now let's turn to the children, who are, of course, directed to obey. All kids will, from time to time, go their own way. Some are more resistant to even loving parenting than others. Nevertheless, parents need to recognize patterns in the home and family life which make it harder for the children to obey. For example, if discipline is inconsistent, too harsh, or focused on minor, unimportant issues, the kids will be frustrated and hostile. If one parent is prone to explosions of anger or treats one child differently from the other, shows favoritism, the kids will never know what to expect. We should realize that no two kids are the same, but our expectations of them should be fair and equal. Bottom line, no hypocrisy, Mom and Dad. Don't do yourselves what you forbid for the kids. So, Father, this little package of 6 or 7 minutes is just full of opportunities to improve our relationships within marriage and with the kids. And we should love them sacrificially as you love us. And we should show them the way by demonstrating the behavior in the family that you would like us to see grow and blossom in the life of a child. And how many parents are there out there that have explosions of anger and never apologize for that? How many parents are there out there that say, I don't want you kids ever to do this, and then off they go on Friday night to do it? And it's no wonder that kids are confused. We pray, Father, for consistency in the home and a self-sacrificing love that demonstrates your love and understands the stage that kids are in as they grow and mature and test the limits. And we love them as you love us. I thank you for that in Jesus' name.